Ron Holden is the president of the Central Labor Council in Wisconsin Rapids. He says a top local concern is union job losses caused by paper mill shutdowns.
We lost one entire paper mill down in Port Edwards at Domtar. The paper industry has always been one of our backbones of our industry in this area.
Holden says one of the top legislative priorities of labor is passage of national health care reform, a concern that's shared by Don Klein, the president of the Marathon County Central Labor Council in Wausau.
For every raise I get, my health care program goes up the same. We've been flatlining our wages for about 6-8 years. Every time we get a raise, health care goes up. There's no hope for us.
Klein says the other top priority is passage of federal legislation that would make it easier for workers to form unions.
Workers' Free Choice Act is proposed to help people have a chance to defend their jobs, and that's unionism, and join a workforce that promotes safety, fair wages, and treat the workers with courtesy and respect.
But Holden wonders if the Employee Free Choice Act can be approved given what he calls an unfair advantage for management.
The companies have the upper hand. I mean, they have the people there all day long. They can't talk non-union to them. The system is set up very unfair. Like the CEO of Walmart once said, he said, we're driving a bus right now. We don't want to give the wheel to anybody else.
Labor Day is a big event in both communities with a parade that draws thousands of people to downtown Wausau and a picnic in Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.